Oh my god, the cats have got zoomies. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Grim Cities.
The Grim Kitties.
All cute.
Just kidding, they're not grim, they're so cute.
I mean, they can be both.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, most cats are sociopaths. I said what I said.
I have so much to unpack there that we don't have time for that.
We do not, because we have to start this episode off right away, Madeline. We have to jump into something right now.
Oh, God. I know I shouldn't have even told you anything.
You shouldn't have, but you did. Right before we started recording, Madeline was telling me what I thought was just going to be a super innocent story about how she went to the eye doctor today. And Madeline, do you want to tell the listeners how this ended?
Got new glasses. That's how it started. Yep. They're arriving in 2 weeks.
Yep.
And I was telling Dan that the eye doctor was doing her thing and partway through says, "So do you sleep with your eyes open?"
What the actual fuck? I still can't get over that.
That was my exact thought too. And so I said, "I guess I don't know." And what I wanted to say is, I have no fucking clue.
Well, I mean,
I'm
how
asleep.
Would you?
Yeah.
How would you know? You're not filming yourself while you're asleep.
No, God, no. She said she noticed a little bit of like red irritation right at the bottom of my right eye.
Oh no.
And said, "I think that you sleep with your right eye like slightly open."
I am so uncomfortable. I don't even know if I feel safe being in your presence right now.
I mean, maybe you should feel extra safe because I'm keeping an eye on things all the time.
That's a very good point. I do like that. But maybe the red that she saw in your eye was the possession. Maybe you have the devil inside of you.
Oh, no.
The devil in me.
No, I don't have time for this.
Well, I mean, I didn't have time for your story either, but here we are.
Yeah. So long story short, if you wake up and your eyes are already dry, it's possible that you sleep with a little bit of a crack between your eyelids.
Did she say that there's anything you can do about that?
Yeah. So you can get these eye drops that are actually like a soft gel that you just put in before you go to bed.
Oh.
Yeah. And so it keeps your eyes moist.
But she doesn't recommend you like taping your eyes closed.
No. Well, okay. So I don't know if you know this, but I had a friend a few years ago who ended up getting Bell's palsy because he had gotten bit by a tick and caught Lyme disease.
Yeah.
And he couldn't shut his eye all the way.
Oh, no.
And so he had to get this special kind of glue that keeps it shut during the night.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so this is actually a common problem, everyone.
Yeah.
My doctor reassured me.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I'm still creeped out, and I don't know if I can ever, like, crash on your couch ever again. Because if I know you're in the other room, literally just staring at who knows what, I'm not having it. I'm not having any of it.
Every move you make, every breath you take, I'll be watching you.
All right. Well, welcome back, like I said, to the Grim Cities. We're, of course, your favorite horror podcast. We're based out of the Twin Cities, and we talk about spooky, creepy, paranormal, and out-of-this-world topics in the Twin Cities and sometimes beyond.
Beyond.
So that wasn't even our horror headlines. We still have horror headlines to get to.
A little bonus.
A little bonus.
Oh, my gosh.
I have something to show you, so mine might take a little bit longer. Do you have a long one?
I don't have a long one, but it leads into the topic, so let's do yours.
We'll just jump right into mine, then. Madeline. When I say this name, does it mean anything to you? Abigail.
Does it ever?
Yes.
Yes.
You've heard of it?
I have.
So it is this horror movie that's coming out in 2024.
I know.
So have you seen the trailer already?
Oh, yeah.
But I just discovered this a couple of days ago from a friend on Instagram. They sent me the trailer. I actually forgot that it was you that sent it to me. Yeah.
I should have...
Do you know how often I do this, Madeline, where I tell people, "Oh my God, have you heard of this thing?" And they're like, "Dan, yeah, I sent it to you." Okay, so now I feel like an idiot, but I'm still going to have to talk about it.
Oh, it looks so freaking funny.
It looks so funny. So for the listeners, basically, it's kind of giving me 2024 version of Megan vibes.
1000%.
Very much that campy horror comedy, but also gruesome. Totally down that same alley.
Yeah.
Also stars a tween girl who's creepy as hell.
Yep.
So the premise, which they gave way too much away in that trailer that you sent me, but it's still going to be worth watching. But this girl gets kidnapped at the very beginning of the movie. And she looks like she's a victim. Everybody's like, "What the fuck is going on?" And then she gets locked in this room, and seven adults are in the room next door, and they are basically holding her for ransom, right? We don't know who's organizing it. I'm sure we'll find out in the movie. But then they find out that she is not what we think she is.
No, she is not. She's not what anyone thought she was.
So before I tell the listeners what she is, should we watch this trailer again together?
Yes. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
That you sent me this. I'm so upset. God damn it. I'm an idiot.
So just to add a little cherry on top, this was literally almost my horror headline too.
Oh my God, was it really?
I was almost going to use it and say, oh, well, Dan and I both know about this, so maybe this is a chance to tell other people about it too. But see, this, like, is perfect.
You remembered and I didn't.
So. Well, I was the one who sent it to you, so I had to remember.
God damn it.
No worries.
All right, well, we're going to watch it anyway. It's a quick 1 minute one. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Do you know what a pinky promise is? If you behave and do as we say, like Pinky promise you, it'll all be over soon.
Joey?
Yeah.
I'm sorry about what's gonna happen to you.
I love that line.
I know.
I'm sorry about what's gonna happen to you.
What?
So menacing.
We gotta get out of here.
Too late?
Oh, shit's about to get real. She just, like, took herself out of those handcuffs forcefully.
I know, all those freaking fangs.
That would be my reaction to
it. I know.
A ballerina.
So, needless to say, I'm very, very excited.
Oh my gosh! I did not see.
You didn't see that part in the trailer.
I
you
must
said
have forgotten it.
It's the girl dancing with a headless man.
Yes.
And
oh my
blood
gosh.
Everywhere. Ugh. So basically, as you guys were able to gather from the trailer that you just heard, it is about this little girl who's a vampire and a ballerina at the same time. And she's out to kill everybody.
Actually, not everybody, just the people who kidnapped her.
That's true, but we need to figure out why they kidnapped her.
Well, my understanding was that they kidnapped her to hold her for ransom.
Yeah.
And then it just backfired on them.
Well, I'm super excited, and what makes me even more excited is it is from the creators of Ready or Not.
Fucking
which
love
I loved that movie,
oh,
so much.
God,
so you know it's going to
so
be good.
Good.
And it is also the same people who are doing the new Scream franchise. Their names are Matt Bettinelli Olpen and Tyler Gillette.
Oh, what a duo.
I know. It's going to be really good.
I'm super excited. Are we going to go in theaters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if I remember that you know about this movie. So that's my horror headline. I guess you already knew about it, but I'm really excited.
I loved it.
Yeah.
My horror headline is I got this book.
Oh my God, Madeline, guess what?
What?
I have that book.
You have this book?
I have that same book.
Shut up.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
It was given to me by a friend and I'm super excited about it. But tell me, where
up.
Did you
I'm
get
so
it?
Okay, so for the listeners, the book is Twin Cities Haunted Handbook. 100 ghostly places you can visit in and around in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Yes.
It's by Jeff Morris, Garrett Merck, and Dane Charbonneau.
Ooh.
Charbonneau.
Charbonneau. I love that.
Yes. So my parents sometimes buy Christmas gifts and birthday gifts like during the year and then save it for the occasion.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they don't have to like rush around. And they forgot about this because I guess it was just so well hidden.
Yeah.
And so my dad actually gave it to me a couple weeks ago. And I said, well, how long have you had this? Like, when did you get it? And he said he didn't know. But you know what, Dad? Lucky for you, I actually found the receipt.
Oh my God. And there. When was it purchased?
This was purchased January 18th, 2022.
Okay, so a year ago.
A year and a half. Yeah, you had it for about a year and a half. So thank you so much.
Okay.
And also the bad news is he missed out on his buy one fresh baked cookie, get 50% off a second cookie.
Oh no.
Which actually expired October 31st, 2022. So sorry, Dad.
That's really upsetting. Sometimes they honor that though. Just ask. Also, where is it from?
The Barnes & Noble Cafe, which is usually Starbucks.
Oh, okay. It's not like he's missing out on like an amazing like crumble cookie or
No. He could probably make better cookies at home.
I'm sure he has.
Yeah, it's true. He has. Yeah, you're right.
I'm so excited. Have you gotten a chance to flip through anything or read any of it?
Yeah.
This?
In fact, our topic is from this book today.
I'm so excited.
I know. Do you want me to tell you or do you want to guess?
I want you to tell me because I'm only like a few pages in. To that
okay. Point. Yeah. I mean, I'm just jumping around. So today we're going to talk about an iconic landmark.
Iconique.
Known all across North America.
All across North America?
North America.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
It's the one and only Mall of America.
Oh, yes.
The place for fun in your life.
And apparently hauntings?
And
what?
Apparently hauntings?
Why are we not addressing this sooner? Because I was just there a couple weeks ago. Did I narrowly escape with my life?
Oh, well, my God. Yeah, honestly.
Well, can you please tell me?
I will.
Can we dive in?
Absolutely.
Jesus.
Okay, so the Mall of America, let me just tell you where it is.
Yes, please.
Let me just triangulate it for the listeners. So it's relative to the intersection of Interstate 494 and Minnesota State Highway 77.
Absolutely. I take 77 to get there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed to say I thought the mall opened up significantly earlier than it actually did.
Okay.
I want you to guess when you think the mall opened.
Ooh. Okay, I'm going to be really embarrassed about this because I'm probably way off, but... I'm going to guess like 1964.
That's what I thought too.
No.
Yes!
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Okay, were we right?
No.
We weren't.
We were 30 years too early.
No, we were not. Yeah. 30 years too early.
Almost. So the Mall of America didn't actually open until 1992.
Wait, what?
I know. It's just such an institution of the city we live in.
Wait, are you telling me the mall is younger than us?
Oh my God.
That's fucked up, but it also kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm older than the Mall of America.
So it's been there our whole lives. So cool. Mm-hmm. I'm shocked. I was also trying to think of like, well, you know, how old is our state? But then it wouldn't have been built in the 1800s. So like that wouldn't have been right. So I was just thinking way too early.
When did America start? It's got to be then, right?
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. So when it opened, it became the largest mall in America.
Okay.
Largest in the Western Hemisphere.
Ah.
Yeah.
You said Western Hemisphere, so I'm guessing probably like Dubai has a bigger one or something.
Yeah.
Or Japan, one of the two.
Yep, you nailed it. I'll talk a little bit about that later.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Intrigue.
Okay.
And it's the 12th largest in the world. So I guess 1 through 11 are somewhere out in the Eastern Hemisphere.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
Could you kind of describe what the mall looks like?
Yeah, so it's kind of laid out in like a circle-ish, because in the very center of the mall is a theme park.
Yes.
Used to be called Camp Snoopy, which I kind of miss. Nostalgia.
I super miss it.
I know, but I will say, ever since it became Nickelodeon Universe, we did get a couple of really awesome new rides, so I'm not that mad about it, but the nostalgia is kind of gone, so...
Yeah.
But like I said, it's kind of laid out in a circle surrounding this theme park in the middle. And it's 4 stories tall, if I'm not mistaken. And around the center, that's where all the shops are. Floors 1 through 3 have all the shops, and there's food courts.
Yep.
There's other attractions there, like mini golf. There's a movie theater.
Forgot about the mini golf.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes. The thing that's stupid about them all, though, is there's like multiple of the same exact store, which I think is so stupid. Bring some new stores. And there's like 3 American Eagles. It's ridiculous.
They're just that busy.
Girl, no.
It's super smart because I'm sure there's a million people who get to the other side of wherever the original American Eagle was and they think, I don't want to walk all the way around this
again. That's honestly true. Or they buy something and then they're like, no, I don't want this. So they go return it to the other side. You know what? Honestly, kind of smart.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, there's some stuff on the 4th floor too. It's a little bit smaller, but I think, is there still an arcade up there?
I actually don't know.
I think so. And there's a stand-up comedy place there up on the 4th floor. So, yeah. Does that kind of give a description of what it looks like?
Yeah. And you talked about the ceiling windows, right?
I did not.
Oh, the ceiling windows are one of my favorite parts.
Yes.
So the ceiling in the amusement park is just clear. So you can see the sky.
Yeah,
it's like
all
you're
glass.
Outside. It's great. It brightens it up. It opens the environment.
It really does make you feel like you're outside.
Yeah.
And, you know, it smells like chlorine in there, which is my favorite smell.
What?
And what I also love about that glass ceiling is, especially for our normal Minnesota winters, they get really crazy. It's nice to go there and feel like you're outside in the middle of winter. It kind of helps with the seasonal depression. You know
definitely.
What I mean?
Definitely.
Yeah.
There's also Legoland.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I need to shout that out, too.
Absolutely. I love Legoland. I'm never too old to go there.
No, no one is.
No.
It's so cool in
there. It's so cool.
Well, thanks, Dan.
Yeah.
I noticed that you did leave out the fact that there used to be an American Girl shop.
Yeah, no. No, 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 no. We don't need to go there. One of my favorite days was when that moved out.
Yeah, in case any of the listeners don't know, Dan hates dolls.
I really do.
He really hates them.
And you know what? It was for the best because they put an M&M store in there instead.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. Right. Oh, also, there's an aquarium.
Yeah,
SeaWorld.
In the basement.
Yes, or Underwater World or whatever it's called nowadays.
Yeah.
They keep changing the name.
Oh, we should go.
We need to go.
Yeah, we should actually go.
I loved going to that as a kid.
This entire episode is just an advertisement for the Mall of America.
It is.
We
Maybe
should really be getting
them
money.
Sponsor us.
I know. At
Where's
this
our
point,
kickback?
Yeah. Well, now that we've talked up the mall, should I tell you a little bit about the history of
the
mall?
Yes, please, because apparently I don't know my history well enough because I didn't even know when it opened up.
So, the site is formerly where the Vikings and Twins Stadium was.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And that's why there's that extra location right in Bloomington where the Vikings practice sometimes.
Wait, so you're telling me the original stadium was on the grounds of where the mall is now?
Yeah.
How did I not know this?
I didn't know it.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was called the Metropolitan Stadium.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
The teams played there until Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome opened in 1982.
Okay. Which is also no longer there.
We cannot hang on to our stadiums.
I feel like we go through stadiums every 20 years or so. Although the last one did collapse. So.
Oh, boy. Maybe it was a good thing nobody was in there.
Yeah. Well, there was that one guy in the video.
Oh, my God. That's right.
I mean, he was fine.
Yeah, I know.
But... terrifying.
No, it's very scary. So it's also funny that we didn't know it because there's a plaque of where home plate once stood, which honors the former site.
In the mall?
Mm-hmm. It's somewhere in the amusement park.
What?
Mm-hmm. We just don't look down. We're too busy looking at the glass ceilings.
Apparently, I've been going here for 32 years and you're telling me I've never seen this?
Yeah.
That's, wow. I should be really embarrassed.
I mean, I didn't know it. And there's also an old stadium seat that honors Harmon Killebrew, who played on the Twins.
You know what? I actually did know that one because I have seen that one. And I do know who Harmon Killebrew is.
Tell everyone.
So I don't follow baseball that well, but I will say he was a very famous baseball player for the Twins.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how many years he played for because, like I said, I don't follow that closely.
Yeah, I have no idea.
And in the new Twin Stadium, they also still have a homage to him.
Nice.
Yeah. So you can go learn about him and his history. Yeah. I've definitely seen that stadium seat at the mall. So yeah. I don't know how I've even seen the home plate. We got to go on a scavenger hunt.
Yeah, let's go. Because I don't even know where the stadium seat is.
Oh, I'll show you.
Yeah, you'll have to show me sometime. There's also Killebrew Drive.
Oh, yes. Right into
I'm
the mall.
Which I'm sure is his favorite honor.
Yep. That's the exit that I sometimes get off to go to the mall from 77.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the one. So the mall was the brainchild of DLR Group and Triple Five Group.
Okay.
The DLR Group was owned by the Gurmetzian brothers. So I'm going to use their name moving forward as we talk about it. Because they're still around.
Oh, they're still around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They, being DLR Group, Gurmetzian Brothers, and Triple Five Group received approval to build the mall in 1986, and then they started building and broke ground in 1989. So it took about 3 years to finish.
That's not that long of
no,
time
that
to build
is
a whole
so
mall.
Fast. And all of the rides?
Yeah.
Oh my God, so fast.
Wow.
It opened August 11th, 1992.
It takes longer than that to do roads downtown.
Oh God, don't even get me started.
Don't get me started.
Nicknames for the mall.
Big ass mall.
Shut up.
Is that
Huge
actually?
Dale. No. For some reason, it reminded me of one of the nicknames, which is Huge Dale.
Okay, that's kind of great.
Yeah, it's a play on like Southdale, Rosedale,
Ridgedale,
thank
Southdale.
You.
Oh, you already said Southdale.
Yeah. Where is Ridgedale?
Ridgedale's the one right off of 394 in St. Louis Park.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Sorry, you sounded like a commercial.
Off 394 in Hopkins Crossroads and in Woodbury, I-94 and Radio Drive. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5. Online at shaneco.com.
Oh my God. We're giving so much free advertising right now.
We really are. They really need to be giving us kickbacks. The mall, call us up. Shane Company, call us up.
Call us up.
We need sponsors.
The Mega Mall, that's another one.
Yeah.
And this one I say for less, the sprawl of America.
The sprawl
yeah,
of America.
Yeah, which is funny to me because I grew up always hearing my mom refer to it as the sprawl. And now I understand where that came from.
I had never heard that, but it must have just been more popular back then than it is now.
Well, it's still popularly used by my mom.
Huh. All right, Nance.
Nance, how many square feet do you think the mall is?
Oh, this is where I'm going to fail to epic proportions. I'm so bad at estimating. God, the listeners are going to think I'm even more of an idiot than they already know.
No, they're not.
I'm going to say in feet.
Quit stalling, Dan. Do you want me to just tell you?
No, I'm going to say 26,577 square feet.
Wow. Oh, wait, 26,000?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Sorry, for some reason I thought you said 26 million and that actually would have been bigger than the largest mall in the world.
No, I'm not that much of an idiot.
No, I am. I am. No, it's 5.6 million square feet.
Oh, so I was way off.
I mean,
just as I thought I would be.
Why would we?
I was trying to think of like, okay, so my apartment is about 901 square feet.
How many of my apartments? And then the largest mall is in Tehran, Iran.
Okay.
And it is 21 million.
No.
Yeah.
Way.
Yeah. Imagine the mall three times its size.
Four times. You said ours is 5 million?
5.6. Yeah.
5.6 and theirs is 21?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's four
times
bigger.
That's like three to four. Yeah.
Three to four times bigger.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Wild. And within that 5.6 million square feet, there are some haunted attractions.
Oh my God, please.
Do you remember the mine ride?
Okay, it's funny you bring this up because a friend of mine was literally just, have you ever heard of a PowerPoint party?
Yes.
Okay, so my friend Owen, shout out Owen.
Owen.
He was going to a PowerPoint party, which I've never been to, I'd love to. But basically the premise is you literally just go to a party, everybody brings a PowerPoint presentation and you take turns giving the presentation.
Fun.
And it can be on any topic. I think it sounds hilarious, super fun. You can get ratchet with it. It's great. His was about Camp Snoopy specifically.
Oh.
And he brought up the mine ride and he was like, oh, I want to go ride it. And I was like, honey, it doesn't exist anymore.
I know, it's gone.
And I'm so sad. I loved that ride.
I liked it once I finally was brave enough to do it.
For the listeners who don't know, basically it was this giant IMAX kind of screen and these chairs that would move with the movement of what was happening on screen.
It was super cool.
And then there would be like surround sound. I think there might have even been bursts of air for when you were like going past things on the mine.
I think you're right.
Yeah. So it was really cool and I miss it.
Yeah.
You know what is still there though from the old one? The Ghostbusters ride where you shoot the ghosts.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
God, I haven't been on that.
It's really starting to show its age. It doesn't work very well.
What about the log ride?
Oh, yeah, that's still there. Love that one.
I like that one too. Oh, you probably like it because of all the chlorine smell.
Yeah, exactly.
I can smell it right now even.
You know
what I mean?
Absolutely. Wait, so is the mine ride haunted?
No.
Oh.
We'll get into that.
Okay,
so Onionhead's Revenge is another one.
It's didn't get to go this year.
We'll go this year.
Are they doing it again this year?
Yeah.
Thank God, because it was the first year.
Yeah, I guess it went well because I was on the website and they're hiring for new scares.
Oh, hell yeah. That'd be so fun. Yeah, I'm so sad I didn't get to make it. None of my friends would go with me, so I was really upset and salty about it. You know who you are. You're listening.
I would have gone. Okay, so it's called Onionhead's Revenge, a new breed of haunted house.
Ooh, yes.
What does that mean?
I remember this advertising so well. The billboards and the videos and everything and the website, they did such a good job.
They did a really good job because I didn't know what it was. And I thought that Onionhead was a real local legend or something like that. So they did a really good job.
Yeah, I honestly thought so at first too. But then I had to try to convince my friends to come. And so I was looking up information and that's where I found like the story. Because I kind of wanted to go in blind.
But, yeah.
So I did find out that it was, you know, a fictional story. But it sounds really good.
Can you tell people? Because I don't actually know what the premise is of Onionhead's Revenge. Could you describe it to the listeners?
Yeah, absolutely.
And to me?
The basic elevator pitch for this is there was this young boy who was bullied for a long time and they gave him horrible nicknames, one of which I believe was Onionhead. I don't know if he got bullied to death or something, but basically he died somehow and his spirit is what is haunting this haunted house, Onionhead.
So did they used to call him Onionhead or something?
I think so. I'm going to have to re-look it up.
Okay.
But
interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Basically, it was like a bullying story and he's out to get revenge. Hence
Should we
the revenge.
Read the description on the website?
Yes, please.
Okay.
See how accurate I was. According to local legend, Onionhead is the cruel nickname forced upon a young man from Slidell, Louisiana, who was brutally murdered by a vigilante mob after being wrongly accused for the murder of a young woman. Consumed by rage, the assailants hacked his body into 13 pieces and scattered them in a nearby cemetery. Swearing vengeance, his mother put a hex on the townspeople who took her son. In the months following, those responsible for Onionhead's murder were each victims of gruesome deaths. Locals still report sightings of a monstrosity hideously stitched together, stalking the cemetery and out for revenge.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so I wasn't that close, but I knew it was like a nickname given to somebody who was, I guess, bullied.
Who was targeted in some way.
Targeted, yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess he was brutally murdered by a vigilante mob, which is not quite a schoolboy getting bullied, but you know, very similar.
But definitely wrongfully accused.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yes.
The part that really sticks out to me is the hex that the mother put on all of the townspeople, where afterwards each of them were victims of gruesome deaths themselves. It's giving me very much Final Destination.
I was just gonna ask, you love those movies.
I love those movies. They're so good. I mean, they're so bad, but they're so good.
No, I know. You love them.
They're though. So good.
I mean, they're super popular. There's like 12 of them.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, there's a freaking clientele. Thanks, Dan.
You're welcome.
Okay, so maybe we'll go to that.
We better, because I wanted to go last year.
Right, the people who wouldn't go last year.
Exactly.
And then we'll brag about it. So outside of some of the attractions and things you can do there, a lot of bad behavior put some bad juju on the place.
I'm sure.
There was a restaurant that was actually shut down due to indecent exposure.
Oh.
And alcohol-induced incidents.
Oh, no.
Well, okay. The name of the place is Fat Tuesday, which was a Mardi Gras themed, so you can see why things got a little
bit rowdy. I can see how things got a little cray cray.
Yeah. So, I mean, it being huge, there's been crime over the years.
Yep.
There's fear of terror attacks.
Yep.
Which is actually why I don't like to go, because I don't know. You never know when something's going to happen. So per the Twin Cities Haunted Handbook,
yes,
someone who had been heavily drinking fell over the railing.
Oh, no.
Once. And as you know, those are tall floors.
Yeah, they are.
And no cushion.
It would be very hard to survive that. There have been stories of people surviving that fall. It's happened a couple times, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
But yeah, it's just not good. Mm-mm. I mean, like I said, it's 3 stories tall in some parts, 4 stories tall in others. Also, can you imagine being there that day and seeing somebody fall that?
No. I cannot, and I will not. So one man tried climbing the rotunda on the 4th floor and fell.
What an idiot. Sorry, not to...
No, it's stupid. What are you trying to prove?
Right.
Who are you trying to show off to?
Right.
And then a homeless man took his life in one of the parking lots.
Oh, yeah. That's so tragic.
He was unidentified, and so they...
That's
him.
So tragic.
It's really sad. So it is a location of a lot of, like, grim events that happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming because of that, there's been some imprints left on
exactly. The mall. So the restrooms are the most active.
Ooh, I wonder why.
Faucets turn on by themselves.
What? Is it Moaning Myrtle?
Moaning Myrtle.
Get that bitch out of there.
Which could also just be faulty. I mean, automatic.
It is a 40-year-old building, so, yeah. And it does not look like it has been updated since, so I would not be surprised if it's just bad plumbing.
Yeah. But bathroom stall doors will slam shut or wide open without somebody being in there.
No, I don't like that.
Yep. And a lot of people say if you're there late at night, you can hear echoes of footsteps.
See, I wouldn't like any of that because if you are there taking a big old dump, you want your privacy. You don't want to feel like a ghost or anybody for that matter, but especially a ghost is trying to watch you do your business.
This is my business, not yours.
Exactly. I'm already ashamed enough that I'm doing it in public.
It's the worst.
It is.
And that's what you might experience if you go to the mall. In addition to convenient shopping and world-class restaurants.
I mean, yes. And world-class ghosts.
And world-class ghosts. Except the ones that watch your shit.
So these echoes, do they happen just in the bathrooms or do they happen kind of throughout the mall?
Throughout the mall.
See, that's so creepy.
Have you been there late at night?
Not super late since I was younger. Obviously, this doesn't apply to me, but they did start enforcing a curfew for people under 18. But I haven't really gone past like 9 because the shops all close anyway.
They all close. Yeah. I mean, if you're there at 9, you're probably there for a movie or something.
Yeah. Or the park stays open, I think, an hour later than the shops. So like if you want to ride, I think so. I don't know. I don't go there very often. So
I have no business being in the mall that late.
Yeah.
And I think that itself would just be a little bit eerie.
Yeah.
Kind of like a deserted area.
I agree. You know? It'd be kind of cool, though, if you saw apparitions floating above the glass ceiling.
Oh, that would be so cool.
Right?
Yeah.
It'd be kind of majestic.
I think you should try to rally ghosts there to do it.
Or I should work with the mall and set up a Halloween display where they project.
You actually should do that. Yeah, that would be so cool.
All right. Expect a call.
Deal.
About this and a sponsorship.
And a sponsorship. So, Dan, why did I choose the Mall of America first? Because it was where we became friends.
Oh, Madeline.
Do you remember?
So
do you remember freshman year?
Of
when
course.
We went to the amusement park and rode the rides?
Yes. Yeah. It was during Welcome Week.
Yeah,
wasn't
it was during Welcome Week. It was the same day that we all met and hung out.
Oh, my God. That is so sweet.
I know.
That was also such a fun night.
That was so much fun.
Do they still do that for the new students?
I hope they do.
I hope so, too, because it's so fun.
For the listeners, they close it down for us, by the way, too.
Yeah. So as you guys know, we went to the U of M, Twin Cities, and they do this thing for all the incoming freshmen called Welcome Week, where it's like a week long of basically orientation, you know, meeting people, getting you settled. It's before everybody else comes onto campus. And they also do some fun activities outside of campus where, you know, they do a Target run where they close down a whole Target so all the students students can go shop and do what they need to do to get their last minute shit for their dorm. And then they also rent out the Mall of America theme park for the night.
They sure do.
All so to ourselves.
Fun. I know. It was so fun.
And it's so fun.
So you can just get off the log ride and go right back on it.
Oh, 100%. Oh, that was so fun to learn about the history of that, Madeline. Thank you.
Yeah. I know that there weren't a ton of grim ghost topics, but I thought it would be fun to just learn about something that is so iconic in our state.
Anything is good enough for me.
Oh, great. Well, thanks.
Except for you. Quit your crying. I love learning about the history of things that I should know more about in our backyard, but I don't. And then it makes me feel bad about myself, but also excited that you can still discover new things about our city all the time.
Yeah, very true.
If anybody has any amazing Mall of America stories of their own, haunted or not, but preferably haunted, you should reach out to us and tell us. And you can do so on social media, on X, Instagram, or Facebook at The Grim Cities. Or you could email us. Right, Madeline?
Yeah. They can email us at thegrimcitiespodcast@gmail.com.
They absolutely can. And if you're headed to Mall of America anytime soon, remember while you're there to live your best afterlife.
Woo!
See you next time.
Bye.
Okay, we'll just go drunk. Whoa. I'm not drunk, I promise.
This is podcasting in the making.
Oh my God. We're such a mess.